Slacker and Steve on demand.
Time to talk about Craigslist craziness.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know this. If you listen to our show regularly, we try to do some sort of alliteration on most of the things we talk about.
Yeah.
So craziness and horror come up a lot because, you know, it's like,
Sure.
So it's Craigslist craziness. We do a lot of crazy stories, but today is Craigslist because apparently there was recently an ad in Florida where a rooster was looking for a new home.
What?
The ad read, "Free rooster, mean as the devil. If someone doesn't come get him, he's going to meet his maker. He's great with the hens, just hates us."
Okay.
What? And a day later, some crazy Craigslist critter came and picked up this devilish rooster. This is why Craigslist, what did we do with our junk before Craigslist?
We never drove it to the Walmart parking lot and met strangers.
No,
with it.
It's a drug deal, except it's over a floor lamp.
You know what we used to do is we used to haul our junk. We used to tan our garbage on our lawns and call it like
a yard sale.
Yes.
That's right.
I always called it tanning your garbage. But
you know what? I've never had one.
You've never? A garage sale?
We did have one garage sale, I guess, when I was moving from my last house.
Did they clean out the inventory or did you make a...
When your wife is an anti-hoarder...
Oh, you had nothing.
And you put like this cool workout bench out there that you know cost you $200 and you've discounted it for $50 and somebody comes up and they say, "Will you take less?" And she's like, "Take it."
Oh, for free?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's
I'm just like, you get why we paid for the ad and the... Nah.
No, just get it out.
Just take it. It was, dude, we were blowing. And she was posting stuff on Craigslist. Remember the garage sale in Signal Creek in Thornton? Now everything must go. People are just blowing my phone up. "Hey, I see a plant." So I left the plant just sitting on my porch. It was
just take it.
You remember, like, one of the Craigslist craziness things we talk about every time is usually somebody, like, if you wronged me in some way, I would go on Craigslist and say, "Boss fired me, gotta move. Everything in my house is free. Screw him. Bye."
And people
and put
just,
your address and they'll just go and clean.
And destroy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're wondering if enough of you want to admit right now some sort of transaction that you've done before Craigslist got concerned about human trafficking.
Yes.
You could have. There was a site, there was a place on there called Casual Encounters.
Oh, that's right.
Where you could hook up with strangers.
Right.
I mean, I never tried it, but you could. I mean, I'm wondering if there's anybody that wants to admit that they did that. I have gone to a seedy part of town.
You have.
And bought Legos.
You did.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was like a weird,
Yeah, the Legos were in the back of the house and they locked the door when I came in as if to protect their non-possessions that they had.
It was a little sketch, but...
So if you got a Craigslist craziness story, this is your moment to tell us. So we have other Craigslist craziness. This woman put up something. She was looking for the sweet and funny and cute officer who booked her. This section of Craigslist, we should just do... I know you can buy stuff on Craigslist and you end up in the weird part of town to buy stuff, but like... There's a section on Craigslist called Missed Connections.
Oh, that. Where we say, "Hey, I ran into a cute guy."
And you have to hope that that person is equally as pathetic as you are.
Hey.
And they're looking... Because it's like, "Saw you from across the room at Barnes & Noble. I was the guy who never approached you and never said anything, but hopefully you noticed that I was beating my eyes through your soul." Like, I mean, just go talk. Like, talk to him in the real moment.
Right,
I just wonder how many people actually find it's like, "Remember me, I'm the guy who..." No.
No, at all.
And I don't think there's very many women who post on there. Anyway, this Craigslist woman said, "Looking for the sweet and funny, cute booking officer who made a few jokes and seemed to be flirting while booking me last month. She said, I was arrested in February for driving on a revoked license. You were the one who did my booking in Jefferson County Jail. You were sweet and funny and cute. You made a few jokes, but it seemed like you were flirting. If you see this, I'd like to get to know you. I have long brown hair. If you think you're him, tell me my name."
Go check my mug shot.
Right.
Oh my God.
Got a shrine built to me based on all the times I've been arrested.
Holy smokes.
But it might work.
Well, sure.
Could be her happily.
Could be.
Have you done anything on Craigslist?
You know what? I had not even seen what Craigslist looked like up until about 2 years ago. And I finally...
That's right.
Yeah. And then I looked at it and went, this is it. This is it. What everyone's.
It's because it's so simple. It's like.
Right. Yeah, it's so simple and sketchy. It just looks sketchy.
Yeah, it looks like a Word document.
Yes.
There's nothing. You're on the web and you're looking at these flourishing websites and then you hit Craigslist and you're like, what the hell am I?
Kind of low maintenance, low level.
Yeah, I mean.
I've never been active on Craigslist. Yeah. What?
I don't know how to say this, but.
What?
Remember when years ago, you started on the eBay thing and you kind of became an addict? I think you might get into Craigslist.
Okay, so I need to get over.
Just try it, because I'm not addicted to it. But before I go, okay, I went on a vacation, and it was cold, and I didn't feel like running, I didn't feel like doing anything, so I went to the gym in this place.
Okay.
And they had a really cool rowing machine.
Okay.
That actually had water on the inside.
That's where you got the idea?
So I rode, and then when I was like, oh my God, I want to buy one of these. So I went online to the company, and they were like $4,000.
Yeah, outrageous.
I'm never going to be able to afford this.
You're going to be able to save, and it's going to take forever.
No. Craigslist, water, rowing, boom, guy in Castle Rock. So moving, got to sell it, $200.
That's how you came across that? Because I remember it was high. Oh my gosh.
The bed my daughter sleeps in. Now, these are not the kind of stories we want. We want you went there and it was weird. Yeah, but the bed my daughter sleeps in is like a castle looking bed.
It is like a fort type of thing.
$2,000-$3,000, I think.
Get out. You just have to go hang out with weird people.
$300.
You're right.
When I got it home,
you're right.
He lied and it didn't have nearly enough screws.
Oh,
they're the weird Allen wrench screws.
Gotcha.
But you can buy those at hardware store, so I was able to able to build the bed.
You just had to put up with a really weird situation for a little bit until you can get okay.
The transaction part of it is awkwardly either, as you said, in a Walmart parking lot or in their home.
Yeah.
Neither of which is where you want to be.
Yeah.
All right, so if you've done something creepy or crazy on Craigslist, this is where you tell your story. Terry?
Hi.
Craigslist craziness.
Yep. So my very close friend's husband traveled for work. He was in sales, and every new city he went to he would hook up via Craigslist.
Nice.
And one night they're sitting on the phone. Not nice when you're married, Steve.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you're
sorry
right
about that.
You're right, Terry.
Our bad. Sorry, it sounded nice.
Sitting on the couch. And his phone buzzed, and he was not in the room. She picked it up, and it was like, hey, thanks for hooking up last night. When are you going to be back in town? And she confronted him and found out that this had been going on. He'd been doing this for 20 years. And, there was the little infection she discovered she contracted as well.
From one of his Craigslist little...
20 years.
Wow.
Craigslist has been around for
20 years. Yeah.
But now you can't do that anymore on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. So he stopped.
Yeah.
So he mended his evil ways. Okay.
Did they get divorced?
Yeah. No, she actually came out here to Colorado for a while and stayed with me. And then I said, listen, don't listen to anybody telling you what to do. This has to be a decision you make on your own. She stayed with him. So they went to counseling and he went to a sex addict.
She let him off that hook.
Did he find him on Craigslist?
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's why Craigslist was invented initially. Thank you, Terry. Patrick?
Yay!
Craigslist craziness.
So my brother's house cleaner stole my sister-in-law's wedding ring.
What?
And they got him off Craigslist?
We spent about $20,000 on that ring. We found it on Craigslist for $5,000 a couple weeks later. And they never met me before. And I used fake movie prop money to buy it back.
Shut
your mouth. And they were dumb enough to take it?
This is awesome.
Well, you could tell from the moment I got there. I tried to haggle a little bit to make it not so obvious. But when I was counting out bills, I did it face down because that's the more obvious part. And they were in such a hurry just to get out of there. They took the money and took off.
Get out. You are awesome, Patrick.
It took us $60 or $70 to buy the fake bills online. You can get them online. And so that's all it took.
So you just scoured Craigslist every day looking for the ring to pop up.
Oh, yeah. That was an expensive ring. Yeah, we needed that back.
Look at you guys. That was brilliant.
Dude, Steve, you remember when my guitar that's priceless got stolen?
Yeah.
I did what he's talking about. I was on Craigslist, but like I knew whoever stole it had no idea what they had.
Right.
So they didn't even know how to list it. So his story, I wanted to be my story.
Yes.
I would have never thought of paying with fake bills.
Brilliant.
So they're all mad at you for duping them, but they started the...
They got out-duped.
They did get out-duped. That is a cool Craigslist story. Thank you, Patrick. Robert.
Yes.
Craigslist
guy.
What's your Craigslist craziness?
I went to go buy a free couch from a guy, and I walked in the door, locked the door behind me. I was like, okay, it's gonna work. Went downstairs to get one couch, and it was full of couches.
He had a house full of couches?
Dead serious. And down in the basement, it was like a furniture row type thing, just rows upon rows of couches, basement full of them.
Take what we'll make more. Take what you.
So he was just a couch hoarder? What's his story?
I have no idea. I was like, which one? He's like, oh, you just pick one.
Okay. Legit, Robert, you are the least curious human being I've ever... Some guy's got 1,000 couches in his basement. I'm pulling up a chair, bro. Or pulling up a couch and saying, I gotta know why.
Yo, that is so weird.
That's some craziness. Thank you. Only on Craigslist. Mm. Joe.
Yay.
Craigslist. Crazy.
All right. So this is about 8 years ago. I lived in Lakewood with my mom, my dad, and my older brother.
Okay.
We had a garage sale, and we were moving to Highlands Ranch.
Yeah.
At the time, we had a super creepy neighbor across the street. And we put some of our garage sale stuff on Craigslist because it wasn't selling as good. So we got an offer from across the street, and it was in the creepiest voice ever. He's like, hey, I'll gladly buy that tool set you got for your kid.
Okay, wait a second. Whoa. Right. There's a tool kit for kids?
Are you part of the barter? Where's the kid part come in?
No, it was an old toy set I never played with when I got it. So we had to get rid of it somehow.
So he wanted to buy it because you played with it?
No, I'll get to the reason.
Okay.
He bought it so that way he could throw it at the kids who were standing on his yard.
What the heck?
I just need to buy fake tools so I don't throw real hammers. Yep, that's Craigslist. Slacker and Steve.